Welcome to Thursday Facebook Live. I try to do this every week unless something crazy comes up. If you're a business owner, dispensary owner, farm owner, etc., manufacturer, this is the place where we share a lot of knowledge. But also, if you're an accountant, CPA, or CFO, we share info here as well for you and help teach and train accountants and CPAs. And on that note, also remember August, let me think, 8th to 10th, I'll be in AICPA Cannabis Conference in Denver. I'll be speaking there several times on every day. So if any of you are there, love to meet you there in person. That's going to be a lot of fun. So let's look at five questions we should ask business owners. And I actually already put in here maybe a few more. I can do a call with a business owner pretty quickly. Actually, we just had someone in our program spend a little bit more time than I would have liked, and the person was like, "Oh, I'm looking for someone at like 500 a month. That's not our market, and that's not what we do at Dope CFO. We serve these clients from start to finish with accounting, controller, CFO work, tax planning, tax returns, startups. We do it all." But yeah, we're not a cheap bookkeeper that maybe doesn't even know what cost accounting is. So what, since there are a lot of tire kickers in this niche, first and foremost, when I'm talking to an owner, and it depends, we call it two kind of conversations. So if I'm just at an event or I'm in a Zoom room or I just see somebody post in LinkedIn or Facebook, I'm gonna, and I just meet somebody, I'm not trying to sell them anything or whatever, but if, or if I'm sitting at a dinner or I'm, at my cousin's house for Thanksgiving and I meet somebody who owns a CBD store, I'll just first just asking very, very general questions. "Oh, you have a dispensary. Oh, that's cool. Which state is it in? And how many locations do you have? Do you have any other parts of the vertical? Are you doing processing or manufacturing?" So I call that a networking call, where it's almost like the first date, and there's no right or wrong answer. Hey, Rachel, Colorado, yes. Hope to meet you there. But anyway, though, so the initial thing is just, I just want to connect with that person, get their business card or whatever, so that I can go home and say, "Hey, do you want to have a real, what I call, discovery call, where we're going to ask a little bit deeper questions?" But the first one is just find out what they're doing. How long have you been doing it? How on earth did you get into cannabis? What, or are you passionate about the plant? I mean, you'll find some owners are like, "Oh my gosh, I've been using marijuana for my medical arthritis for 15 years, and I'm so psyched it's legal." You'll find other owners that, oh, they're just wealthy business people, and they're just one into this niche, and they've never seen a joint in their life, but they're going all in into this niche. So you'll get a lot of different types. So in a way, it's fun and interesting. So I was at an event a couple of weeks ago, and I reconnected with a business owner. And it, by the looks of him, he's probably 30, just kind of a grubby t-shirt and baggy jeans. You would never guess that he's a multi-state owner with, I think they've got 60, 70 dispensaries in many states. They're applying in many more. So be aware, never judge a book by their cover, because you're going to find a lot of young people that are not dressed up in coat and tie. But the nice thing about that, a lot of those younger people, CEOs that you find, super easy to talk to, super nice. They're usually passionate about the plant. They're passionate about social justice and all the good causes that go along with this movement. And so that's, so if you get one, so you just need to tailor that first conversation with one of those people, depending, if you're talking to, Sally, who's a professional business person in Dallas, Texas, a kind of a non-cannabis place, and she's the CEO of a new company in Tennessee or whatever. Yeah, she may have more professional types of questions, but then if you're talking to someone from Oregon that's been, is 25 and has been involved in cannabis for 10 years, even when it was illegal, you're gonna have a different set of questions. But that networking, the first time we meet somebody, we're just trying to get to know them and see if they even are interested in having an actual discovery call. We can dig a little bit deeper with those five questions and find out, do they actually have any interest. I mean, so if I'm a WCFL VIP and I'm going to drop hints, or even if I'm not, I am just me, the founder of WCFL, I'm going to be dropping hints as I do all the time when I meet owners. Oh, are you using a WCFL? You're not. Why not? You should be. I can almost guarantee you your books are wrong and your tax return is wrong if you're not. Very few people have the access to the tools and knowledge that Dope CFO does. So I will drop some of those hints. I will, if I'm trying to transition from a networking call, or we're having dinner, or I met someone briefly and I'm just like, hey, maybe I'll check in with you later. I can show you how a certain part of the tax code, if you're not doing recurring cost accounting in your monthly financials, you're probably missing some deductions and paying too much tax. Whenever any owner hears they might be paying too much tax, that perks their interest to maybe take it to the next step and have a discovery call. And so when I get to that point, and it may be we never had an actual conversation. Maybe we're just messaging back and forth on Facebook or Instagram or whatever. It's just like, or even a comment. Someone posts or says something. I said, hey, how are you doing your cost accounting? And they're like, what? What is cost accounting? And I'm like, great. You should have a call with us because you're doing things wrong. Your books are wrong and your tax return's wrong. Let's get this looked at better. And so then when we actually get them on a call, so in our program, we have key questions to ask. And by the way, we only ask questions. We are like the expert doctor at WCFO. We are going to diagnose what's going on now, and then we will propose a solution. One question, I'll tell you one question we will never ask. What do you need from accounting and tax? Do not ever ask. What do you? I find so many people ask that question. I'm like, why are you asking that? CEOs have, generally speaking, no clue what they should be getting out of accounting and tax and CFO services, for one. Number two, even if they think they do, they're usually wrong. Like, oh, I just need someone to do AP and AR. That's totally wrong in this niche. You need much, much more. You need internal controls, corporate governance, accounting policies and procedures. You need world-class audit-proof accounting. You need cost accounting. You need tax planning. You need CFO work. You need tax returns. You need an audit maybe or evaluation. You need lots and lots of things. And so I won't even go down that road. I'm going to let them know right at the bat. Because of what happened this morning with someone else, and they spent a little bit too much time, well, I'm going to ask some high-level questions. I'm going to show you our proposal of how we work and why, yes, it is very expensive because we do a ton for companies. And if that's not a fit, that's the end. I'm not giving you any free advice or reviewing your QuickBooks file or any of that nonsense. But if you get it, and by the way, with our we ask those five key questions or seven or whatever it is, and then we're going to send over this how we work proposal, our value chain document showing them the value we provide from top to bottom. And then either they get it or they don't. If they don't get it, we're going to move on as well. We call this the alpha role, that we're very, very assertive and confident in what we do and deliver these clients. And so we're not going to waste a ton of time with any one prospect. We will waste a little bit of time, and we can direct them in other directions if it's not a fit. But some of the key questions I want to know, well, I mean, so if it's someone in Oregon and they're obviously in Oregon, you know, I might ask, are you only in Oregon? Are you multi-state? What verticals are you in? Are you farming? And oftentimes, even if they say, oh yeah, well, we're a dispensary now, but we're going to open a farm and a processing plant. They'll give you a lot of feedback on that question. What verticals are you in? Get that question for sure. What are your revenues now? And if you're a startup, what do you think they're going to be year one, two, and three? And I don't need dollars and cents, you know, oh, we make 113,000.22. I just want to know within the nearest million. Are you a $5 million company now? 10 million? 8 million? Zero? Startup? I want to know just roughly, like, where you're going the next couple of years. Okay, you're a startup. Oh yeah, but we've got a 10,000-foot grow. We're adding two dispensaries. We're probably going to be 5 million next year and 20 million the next year. That's really good info for me to know, because I know, okay, that fits in our sweet spot. We can add a lot of value and we can earn solid six-figure fees leading into the $1 million of fees. So I want to know the revenues. Again, here's another misconception. Even after people buy the program, they think, oh, you just price based on the revenues. It's like, no, we do not do that. That is one factor of many of how we price. We want to know the complexity of the client. So obviously, the more verticals they're in, the more complexity, the more entities they have. We'll often find 5 to 10 entities, including two or three consolidations within that 10, plus standalone financials, plus combined financials. So we have a lot of complexity there. So even if they're a complex 10 entity startup and they may be free revenues, does that mean I'm working for free? Heck no. So I'm not basing on revenues. I'm going to charge them a lot because they got a lot of entities and a lot of complexity. We want to know how many employees they have and any other issues around what might make it complex. Non-cannabis divisions. Oh yeah, like a guy here in town. He owned a coffee shop. He also owned a cider farm in Washington. And so, okay, that's more complexity and more issues. He had complex personal tax issues that we rolled into. So we really want to know those key questions. Oh, what another one I want to know, what the heck are you doing for accounting now? Either I get, here's some common answers. Oh, we've got a bookkeeper we've used. She comes in 15 hours a week. I was like, oh, is she doing cost accounting? I'm not sure what the heck's cost accounting. I'm like, well, why don't you check with her and ask her how she's doing the cost accounting or him? And we'll find out usually 99% of the time they're not doing it. And that feeds right into our proposal that, oh, you're overpaying tax, your tax return's wrong. And by the way, you've got hidden liabilities. So we'll find out what the heck they're doing. So what's their solution? Oh, we got a bookkeeper and we're on QuickBooks or whatever. Or we're not doing accounting. My cousin's doing it on the side and she or he's not really an accountant. Or, oh, I've used this tax CPA firm forever. And they do the tax return at year end and they do a little bit every quarter or whatever. Another horrible solution. And they're probably not even a cannabis attorney. They're probably doing the return wrong because they don't understand 280E in the court cases. And so I do want to know what the heck they're doing now so that we can show them how we're going to do much, much better. We might want to know, oh, I want to know, are you in year three and you're from California and it's a total disaster, or are you a brand new startup in Mississippi? Because that's a key question for a dope CFO VIB. Hey, Crystal, as well, because if they're a startup, we're going to let them know that dope CFO specializes in startups, and there's many, many, many things they need to think about between getting their license, raising money, getting the money, building the farm. That may be a 2-year process to when they have revenue. And sometimes they'll come to us, oh, we don't have any revenue yet, so we don't need an accountant. I'm like, what? You're nuts. You're about to go raise 5 to 10 million number. You need us before you even think about raising money is the best case. We're going to help you think about entity structuring. They make mistakes along there. We're going to think about funding structuring. We're going to think about controls, corporate governance, accounting policies and procedures, things that are going to help close the investment because it's going to make the things we do make investors and lenders happy. So we're going to do those kinds of things. We're going to set up accounting on day one. We're going to help them with their financial models, their cap tables, their pitch decks. We're going to be involved from day one, and we're going to provide massive value. We could save them 10% equity, which could be worth millions of dollars before they ever even think about putting a plant in the ground. So we should be adding tons of value there on the startup side. And so I want to know if they're a brand new person. And if they are a brand new person or startup, do you actually have a license or you're hopeful for a license? Because if they're like, oh no, we're just going to try to get a license and we don't have access to any money at all. Even if they're pre-raising capital, I like to know that they're not poor, that they've got, oh yeah, me and my sister and my uncle, we're all throwing in a million to get things started because there's a lot of money to be spent between day one and getting the investor. You may spend $500,000, you may spend 100 grand or more getting the license, putting some of that structure together, whether it's attorneys or us as the accountants, et cetera, or nailing down your real estate location. So we want to get involved early. Sure, I've come up with more than five questions at this point, but again, we're going to be thinking, here's another one. If they are startup and they're starting to build their facility and say, here we are the second half of 2022, I want to make sure they can get plants in the ground so we can start putting some cost onto those plants, onto those WIP. So when those plants sell in 2023, we're actually going to get cost of goods sold deduction. Some of those people don't think about that as well. So anyway, I think that's probably the biggies. I can usually do this with someone in 5 or 10 minutes and real quickly decide, and this goes into our price quoting tool in the program, decide if this is a good fit, and then I'm going to pitch it out to them and see, let them know right up the bat. It's kind of like I relate this to cars or whatever. Here it is, here's the specs on our Mercedes-Benz, and of course it's a Mercedes, so it costs 100 grand. If you're looking for a $8,000-$9,000 car, we're obviously not even talking on the same wavelength. So we need to get that out very, very quickly so they know what they're getting into. And then if they think they don't want it, it's like, fine, go get a really low dollar solution. You're going to either be back or you're going to find lots and lots of issues later that you're not going to be happy with. And so we're the people that are going to win in cannabis, they're patient for the long haul. We have ups and downs in every state and nationally, and we're going to continue to. It costs a lot of money to run a cannabis farm or manufacturer or dispensary, so they know they need to be well capitalized. They need to be patient, and the ones that are going to win are going to know that accounting and tax is valuable and structure. Hey, Nicole, and love seeing my members here on the call. So anyway, that's kind of questions I would ask. And as again, as I'm out there talking to people, we're pushing people towards Dope CFO because that's where they should be. All right. Have a great day, everybody. And I'll see everyone in the group on our calls next week.